There, Theron realized one of them wasn't going to make it. "I packed an emergency chute into my backpack," he said, struggling to take it off so he could hand it to Nosterol. "Take a running leap off the edge and pull this cord to deploy."
"Don't be foolish. The Force will protect me."
And with that, he disappeared over the edge. Theron blinked in surprise, then scrambled to get the backpack securely on again. His chrono beeped, warning him he only had 5 seconds until detonation. He took 3 running steps toward the edge and jumped, pulling the cord to deploy the chute as the building erupted behind him. A wave of hot air propelled from the blast seized his parachute, launching him high in the air and sending him spinning and tumbling out of control. The guide wires tangled together, partially collapsing the chute. Instead of floating gently to the ground, he began to pick up speed, his legs and arms flailing as he tried to control his rapid descent. 10 meters above the ground, the wires suddenly untangled, and the fabric canopy unfurled wide over him. It slowed his fall, but Theron was still coming in hard. He braced his legs together and flexed his knees as he hit the ground, absorbing the crushing landing with the big muscles of his lower body and core, while simultaneously trying to roll with the impact. His teeth slammed together, and he felt a sharp pain shooting through his ankles and all the way up to the crown of his head as his body crumpled from the force of the landing. The roll wasn't much better as he came down on his already damaged shoulder, causing his arm to pop out of the socket. He would have cried out in pain if all the wind hadn't been knocked from his body, leaving him gasping for breath. He lay there for a few seconds, amazed that he was alive. He forced himself to his feet, just as Nosterol emerged from the darkness of the night to check on him. Seeing that the Jedi was limping badly after his 6-story fall gave him a small bit of satisfaction.
"Guess we both had a rougher landing than expected," Theron said, shouting to be heard above the wailing sirens that now filled the night.
"Let me help you,"
Nosterol said, noticing Theron's left arm dangling uselessly at his side. Theron nodded, then braced himself as the Jedi took hold of his arm by the wrist and elbow. With a quick twist and pull, he popped the shoulder back into the joint. Theron let out a loud scream. Fortunately, the wailing sirens would drown out the sound so that it wouldn't give away their position to any nearby Imperials.
"Emergency crews are responding to the blast. We need to get out of here. Can you walk?"
Theron nodded, and the two men limped away into the shadows, leaning on each other for support.